Breaking news, and this one is almost unbelievable.
Yeah, it's all about new customers at Bet365, because they get $150 in bonus bets when they bet $5, win or lose. And even better, bonus bets can be used on the spread, totals, and player props.
There you have it. Bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. And see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. T&Cs apply.
Today is March 16th. St. Patrick's Day is tomorrow. We're going to celebrate tonight just by wearing green, basically. We're going to do opening day roster stuff tonight. You're listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Yinz guys, thank you for listening to the Bridge to Bucktober podcast, where we talk all about them Pittsburgh Pirates and that. My name is Josh. His name is Jake. Jake, I promise you this shirt is green. I'm looking at the video feed right now. It does not look green. It is a little bit of a faded green, but it is green. I've been wearing the same green baseballism shirt, I think, for the entirety of the video portion of our lives here.
Yeah.
And so I went out and bought a new green Steel City shirt with a gift card that I had. And I was so pumped that I was going to... It's just not as green. But I got green lights in the background. A few Love of it. Them. Let me see. Yeah, look.
Mm-hmm.
We're still, you know, festive.
We're vibing.
There you go. How you doing?
Good. I'm tired, like, to be honest, but I'm doing good. My green, I will say this, you know, I went with a buddy of mine down here. I don't even watch basketball, but I'm wearing a Boston Celtics hoodie right now. He says, "Here, wear that. We went to watch the Celtics and Pelicans play in New Orleans," and he's like, "Here, wear this hoodie," and I haven't given it back yet. So I'm like, "It's green,
I haven't
worn it on here yet." So
yeah, there you go. Well, that's good. That's good. Happy St. Patrick's Day to everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I've got the green card up in the corner over there. Mm-hmm. We've got a few green, no green root beer though. Dave White asks if we have green root beer. We don't have green root beer.
Green root beer. Here you go, bud.
Mountain Dew. He's got the green. See, I'm back with the fruit punch right now, so I'm not green. We'll call it, you know, I was like, there's no way I can get anything to go there. So yeah, that was it. I was like, I got this and hopefully it's green. And I did not expect it to be this faded on camera. So
I can tell it's green.
All right. Good. Yeah. We're going to do opening day roster stuff. That's kind of the main idea of this. I said this Thursday when I was on here, we essentially have everything planned out and have had everything planned out. And so, you know, stick around. We've got the roster, the opening day stuff, roster predictions for us. You know, we want to get ahead of it so that we're not just, you know, only reacting to it. A little bit of fun here. Want to have, you know, some of that stuff to throw out there.
We got to start getting stuff wrong, right?
We got to. It's that time. Thursday is going to be the big one. We're going to do some picks. We're going to do some, we picked the division. So yeah, we're going to call our record. We're going to call some over and unders, some fun stuff like that. I love that episode every year, even though I know that it's not.
It's an optimistic episode a lot of times.
Yeah. Well, yeah, sometimes. There's also been times where I'm like, I feel really good. And then I look around and I say, well, you know, when you look around and you look at, you know, what they're going to do for other ones. But hey, the regular season starts this week, too.
Overnight tonight, right? Or tomorrow night?
Tuesday morning. Tuesday and Wednesday morning at like 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be the Tokyo series, which is in division, a little more important for us this year. The Cubs are playing the Dodgers.
So stupid.
So we could be in first place soon. All they have to do is lose a game, and we're in first place.
They have to lose the first game.
No, they can lose one of the two and they're 500 and we're still, they still have a loss. They still have a loss.
But we'd be a zero.
Oh, you're good. That's a good point. That's a good point. Okay. They'd have to, yeah.
Sorry.
They'd have to lose both.
This whole thing's done. I'm sorry. I'm just not on board. You want to do the Tokyo series? I'm on board for the Tokyo series. I really am. Put it at the end of spring training. They go there. They come back. We play our first series, opening series. They get 3 days off. And then they start their regular season. Like, I can't get behind going and playing two regular season games and coming back and playing five more spring training games. That's dumb. I can't make that make sense in my head.
The jet lag and everything is really just going to be worth it for the whole thing. It is. I mean, that's going to be a lot on those guys.
It is. They're over there now, right? Like, I think the Cubs like they've been playing some games over there already.
Yeah, they're over there. And that's the thing. They've got to be.
I understand it, but if you give them 3 days off while everybody else has their opening stuff and then they just start 3 days later than everybody else, that makes more sense to me than having them come back and play more spring training games. Like, you can't play games that matter and then play games that don't. Once you start playing games that matter, you play games that matter.
Yeah, I get you. All right, let's touch on a few things here as we roll into this so we can make sure that we have our time there. Key Brian Hayes back in the lineup on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Good to see.
Yeah.
So we're going to, apparently he's back and it's a side thing. He's fine. They're always going to be extra cautious in spring training. Maybe that's all this is. Maybe not. We're going to keep an eye on that.
Well, that's kind of, didn't he elaborate on that? Like if you're ever going to take time to make sure it's going to be in spring training.
Sure. Yeah.
Like just to play it safe.
Yep. Bailey Falter seems to be okay. I think he is. What did I see? Is he throwing tomorrow? Yes. He's scheduled to pitch in Lakeland tomorrow. So on Monday for those, everybody else. So, but like, that's the thing is it seems like he's fine. He threw another bullpen. He wasn't sore after. All right, let's get you back on the schedule and let's go. So all seems to be good with Bailey Falter. I think that kind of previews that we think he's going to be all right in making this roster,
mm-hmm.
Which is a big one. And then last, Bednar had another, you know, shaky box score. And just to be sure, Jake and I went back and looked at the video. And you had essentially a pop fly that should have been an out, a ground ball that should have been an out, and then a strikeout that would have been the third out, and we'd be done. Okay? Mm-hmm. It'd been a 1-2-3 inning. However, it wasn't. There's miscommunication and a spring training Bradenton fly ball, which those things are going to fall sometimes. What you want from David Bednar, Jake, is to say, all right, my back's against the wall, but I'm that guy.
Right.
And so he gets the next guy with a strikeout. And then he gets the next guy to hit a weak ground ball that was just to Gonzalez's right at playing shortstop. And he just wasn't able to make a play on it. Probably doesn't have a play at first anyway. But it's another play that was just not good. It wasn't hard contact. Right?
Yeah.
Then you have a curveball with a runner going, and Endy tries to jump up a little too quick to throw the guy out, misses the ball, goes to the backstop, run scores, that guy gets the third, sack fly, which was the only like hard ball hit, really. And Jack makes a diving catch, they score the run, he comes out, three runs, two of them earned, and it just felt like he didn't finish the inning, they took him out. He was at 25 pitches is why they took him out.
Yeah.
It's one of those things where it was like, okay, the other day it was, it wasn't Friday. It must've been Thursday. It was Thursday because it was the day we pitched. Right. And so Thursday he went out there and his location was all over the place. The curveball wasn't good. The fastball was too high. We saw several fastballs in a good spot of the zone. We saw a curveball get a strikeout after throwing four fastballs. This stuff, as Dave said, the stuff was fine. As much as you want, if Bednar's going to be the guy, though, if he's going to be a two-time All-Star David Bednar, you're going to have to try to get out of some of this with a little more swing and miss, and we'll just see if that's there.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. And part of that could be just the spring training, stick to what we're doing in spring training. I don't know. I don't feel like that's necessarily it for relievers. I feel like as a reliever, you should probably just be going out there and just trying to get outs and just make sure everything's sharp.
Especially one like David Bednar, who's coming off of a rough year, and his manager has already said twice that he hasn't called him the closer yet. I think that would be a time for you to get moving.
Yeah. Got a visitor?
And then a hard shut. I think that one was coming in, and I think mom intercepted.
Yeah, that's funny.
That was quick. Anyway, yeah, almost. So
listen, I'm gonna do this real quick. If you see this come up in front of the screen at all, and I have to spray it, it's just a body spray, you know, the college shower. My dog is sitting behind me right now. He's on meds and he's got gas and it's awful. It smells like he just craps on my floor behind me. Okay. So if you see me spraying that, it's bad.
Okay. All right. We'll see about Bednar. We're going to move on.
Yeah.
Spring breakout game. Bubba Chandler stole the show. Like Dave says, it's a family show. I think we both clicked on at the same time.
Yeah.
Anyway, Bubba Chandler was nasty.
Yeah. Was it 4 Ks through 2 innings?
Yeah. Hondo on the last pitch. Just really good. I will say, though, like, the rest of the game was kind of sloppy. There just wasn't a whole lot of great baseball being played in the spring breakout game this year.
Did you hear what he said to Skeens? Being Chandler?
I don't know. It depends.
It's gonna be kind of rough starting day two next year.
Oh yeah. I guess, which brings us to the next thing. Paul Skeens opening day starter. That was announced this weekend. So, there you go.
In true classic form too. I'll be sweet.
That'd be cool. That'd be cool. I was down here working on some notes or whatever. And, Katie texted me and said, "Hey, you're just not going to ever get like cool moments from Paul Skeens." And I was like, "What?" And she said, "I just watched a video of him being told he's getting opening day. And he was just so boring about it. You're just not going to get those like cool videos that you get from, you know, some of these guys."
Yeah.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, I mean, I think it's, I liked some of the comments, you know, that were just basically duh.
Right.
Like, but I think there's a little bit there. I mean, I know that he's the best pitcher, but not all the time does the best pitcher get opening day.
Right.
The Pirates could have done something weird where they would have said, "Well, the way we had it scheduled, he's not going to throw opening day, but we're going to get him the home opener." And then he would go third. You know what I mean? So like, that's another thing that you got to, like, you're going to be looking for is, well, I guess I don't want to spoil anything. We'll get to that a little bit later. I don't want to spoil anything. I've got some thoughts on the rotation and everything else, but basically, that's where we're at, man. I hope I didn't miss anything. I tried to make sure I covered a lot of this because, essentially, it's time to talk opening day roster. And this is, you know, obviously the time to do it. We are how many games from being done here? We've essentially have a week and a half like left.
Nine-ish? Eight or nine?
Is it that many games? I thought I had it pulled up. It appears I do. So we've got a split squad tomorrow. So, you know, it's 1 week from tomorrow, spring training is done. Right. So it's, I was like, how many games is, but it's actually 7 games with Thursday off, but yeah, it's because there's a split
home
squad
opener. Yeah. And I keep thinking home opener is the opener and it's not.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah. So, all right. But anyway, this is kind of the time last week. Button them up. We're going to guess on what some of these guys are doing. And we're going to start with probably one of the tougher battles and that's behind the plate. I think it's pretty safe to say, Jake, we both got Joey Bart.
Mm-hmm.
He's the starter. He's the guy. Jason DeLay will be starting in AAA, right?
As in starting off the year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, who you got?
As the backup.
Yeah, Andy Henry, where do you got him landing?
I'm landing with Henry in the bigs.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. I still just need to see. I've probably seen enough that where they both deserve to be on the major league roster. I just want Andy just to get more reps in actual game. Just coming off that injury, just taking it easy. I'm pretty sure I like Davis behind the plate better.
Really?
Yeah, I just like that arm.
I mean, Andy's got the arm too.
Yeah, I very well could be wrong, and I won't be.
Well, that's not what I'm saying.
This one, yeah, I won't even care about this one because I don't care which one is here. I'm just, that's my guess. My guess is Henry in the bigs, Andy in AAA. They may even want Andy to catch some and maybe do something else in Indy.
I don't know. Yeah. From the sounds of everything right now, they want him playing one position.
Yeah.
So maybe for the majority of the year too. So
yeah.
Henry goes in there today and goes 0-for-3. 241, 807 OPS. That's his 12th game. Andy's played in 11. But Henry's had more at bats. Unless this needs updated. Let me refresh this.
I was hoping to look back because I was working during the game the other day, and it was yesterday. And I was hoping that Henry Davis hit that home run on like a upper 90s fastball, and it was 92 center cut.
And a guy who's, yeah. It just, yeah. I mean, the guy had walked the bases loaded or whatever. And
yeah.
I mean, just gave him a cookie essentially.
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the thing is the home runs, he's got two. Andy only has one. They both have a couple doubles. But Andy's 364 to Henry's 269. Andy only struck out twice so far, Henry eight times. Andy's also walked seven times to Henry's two. So that on base percentage is a 517 against a 321. Now that changed today. He went 0-for-3 today. And even the slugging is higher on Andy. His OPS is a 1.108, and I said 807 for Henry. If I'm making the call here, it's Andy for me. But I think they'll go Henry.
Yeah.
That's what I think. They both have two options, so that's not going to play or whatever. But it's just an idea that, like, I feel like Andy has also faced better pitching and done well against them. So don't call me surprised if it's Andy. It should be Andy. In my opinion, it should be Andy. Bart's the starter.
Right.
Andy's coming off an injury. If anything, you're going to say he's not ready to play all the time. Well, that works. You know what I mean? Get him his at-bats. Get him acclimated to the league. You don't have to throw him out there, but that's the same way for both of them. But I think it's going to come down to what they see out of these two guys. If they think Henry has it fixed, results don't matter. They know.
Yeah.
They knew that he wasn't hitting fastballs last year. They just didn't have another option until Bart came along.
Right.
And then Yaz was hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, they didn't have an option. And so I just think, and defensively, Henry has been great defensively this spring, and it's mm-hmm. been a surprise. But I got to be honest, man, I need him to hit. And, you know, Bart's not I think defensively they're both better than Bart.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're not going to carry, like, I hear you, Mike, like, and he can DH 2 days and catch 2 days, but they're not going to do that if you're carrying two catchers.
Yeah.
You have to have a third catcher to DH a catcher.
Right. You got to have a third catcher.
Option if that catcher gets hurt.
Right. And that's something that you'll see down the way. I really do. Just don't even share those ones.
Yeah, no, I didn't mean to. It popped up. I went to, geez.
Yeah. We're going to disagree on that one, Bucko and Mike.
Yeah.
Kutch is, until Kutch doesn't hit 20 home runs, like, let's just see how it plays out. Like, he hit 20 bombs last year. He was the second or third best hitter on the team.
Yeah.
So, you know what I mean? I can't get there yet. No. And he was doing it on a bad ankle last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think you'd get another 20 from him, but spoiler alert, he's on the roster.
Yeah.
Miles says, would you be disappointed either way? I really wouldn't.
No. No.
I think there are things that Henry's doing that are good. And so I just want to see him hit if he's there. But yeah. I think either way, with them being the backup, they're both the same age. They're both got the same amount. Like, there's nothing there that is like, it's a true, they're right there. Both of them are in the same position, except for Endy's coming off of a full season injury. And that's why I think they'll give it to Henry.
Yeah.
So.
And that was my logic as well, just coming off the injury.
Yeah. Yeah. Like I said, if I'm calling the shot, for me, it's Endy. I think you can get the things that Henry struggles with, you can see even in the minors.
Yeah.
And so I think they need to basically say, let's do that. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's where I'll start. I think some of the other parts of the roster might be a little bit easier, right? Let's start with infield. I think there's one guy on his way out here. I think there's, you know, as far as like the way that it fits.
Yeah.
Spencer's going on the injured list, obviously. Other than that, there are six players. So they could all six make the roster if you talk about timing. Adam Frazier, Nick Gonzalez, Key Brian Hayes, Isaiah Kiner-Falefa, Jared Triolo, and Nick York are your infielders. I know that on the Pirates website, they're going to list a couple. Like, I think Billy Cook's listed as an infielder. But we'll be smarter than the website today. So him and Bay are both considered outfielders, which I think they did fix. They finally dropped Bay down, but they still got Billy Cook as an infielder. So, you know, whatever. We'll get it.
Yeah.
Of this list, who do you got?
I actually got Hayes, IKF, Nicky G, Adam Frazier, Tree, and I have DJ Stewart making the roster.
Okay, so our first non-roster guy popping in.
Yeah.
And you got Nick York going down.
Yeah, yeah. I just got DJ Stewart playing first base right now. I mean,
you think he's done enough?
He's hitting.
Okay. So DJ Stewart, just, I mean, I don't think he played today, so this should be updated enough. And I mean, they've given him the lion's share of the at bats there. He's still hitting .281, .378 on base. He's just got the one homer, but he has four doubles. One of them, it's not important. He's the only guy to me. You know, Derek Hall hit another big home run today, but like, come on.
Mm-hmm.
We all watched it. We know what's going on there. I just don't see any of the other non-roster guys making it there. Matt Gorski still, I mean, it's just such like lower minors guys that he's facing. I just can't. And just look at the swing. I mean,
yeah,
there's a chance he pushes his way to the majors this year. If a couple things happen and he continues to hit like this, I could see it happening. I just can't base it off of what I've seen this spring.
Right.
If he continues to do that at AAA and some things happen, I get it. And obviously there are things that in every season can happen. So there you go. I have the same exact thing. First and foremost, I think it's important to say, because I really like Nick York, but he did not play his way into anything this spring.
No.
Really just like kind of forgettable. And then you look at the line and he's under 200. And you know what I mean? Like, there's just nothing there. He faced good quality opponents. And so you have that, but we talked about this before, like all that means is he's not ready.
Right.
So let's get him going before we start to push anybody out and do anything else. To me, that's why Frazier's there. And I get it. I see Bucko and Mike say, I've seen enough of Adam Frazier and fam. And I get it. Like, Adam Frazier doesn't really do anything there. He's He's going to be a back. He's going to be a backup. I can't have Nick York, especially coming off of a rough spring. I can't have him playing every once in a while.
Right.
He
needs at bats.
He needs at bats. He's still very young. He needs to be in AAA playing every day. Doesn't matter. Because I know we make this argument a lot. Henry is one of the guys we've made the argument about. It's not helping him hitting AAA. He hits there. He needs to face and struggle against major league hitters until you know what the problem is, right? Or until, like, if you're young, just keep playing. Or else you're hindering that development. Just keep playing every day. Get better. I think that's where Nick York's heading. And I do have DJ Stewart cracking this thing. And I'll tell you why in a minute. We're going to do outfielder now. We've got Bay, Cook, Cruz. We're going to put McCutcheon on this list just because that's what he was, but we all understand he's the DH. Joshua Palacios, Tommy Pham, Brian Reynolds, Jack Sawinski. There's going to be four of these guys plus Kutch. Okay?
Yeah.
Who do you got? Well, Cruz got Reynolds, right?
Yeah. I got Reynolds, Cruz, Pham, and Sawinski.
Okay. Notes? Comments?
No, I mean, I think it's clear cut. I mean,
yeah, it is.
They've clearly been the best four outfielders. Three of the best four outfielders, both sides of the ball counted. Because I would easily throw Cook in there as one of the best outfielders defensively.
But he hasn't hit either.
But he hasn't hit.
Right. Another guy, Billy Cook, who we thought was a guy that could push for this. And this is why, like, we talked about this. We were like, man, York and Cook, we really like them. They were acquired last year. We thought you can't rely on these guys. You have to. And they essentially showed you why. I mean, both of them under 200 in the spring and just, you know, whatever it is. But they've definitely played their way. As far as, let's talk about this. Jack Sawinski has played his way as the fourth outfielder. And then you may as well bring it up. It was between him and Ji-Won Bae.
Yeah.
I mean, they're the guys that showed up and played and actually tried to win a spot.
Yeah.
Bae hit 481 so far this spring. And Jack 345, which he didn't play today, I don't think. I don't remember. I'm looking right now.
He had an RBI single today.
I think that was yesterday, right?
No, I think it was today.
Yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't play today. But Pham did, went 0 for 4. So there's that. Listen, we're not going to, there's a lot there. Jax looked good in every aspect of the game. Now, yesterday gave us a little taste of some things that have changed, but then at the same time, some of the same old tricks. The thing about Jack is when he's coming in on fly ball, he has a hard time calling that infielder off. There was a point in the game yesterday where he did just that, and I was like, oh, paying attention. And then later on, we had the same exact problem where he kind of pulled up towards the end, Frazier coming back. O'Neill Cruz nowhere to be found on the play. I was a center fielder. I'm catching that ball. I don't even let those guys try. Cruz was in the warning track and then just jogging up. So Cruz is going to get some, he's going to have some bad reads, Jake. This is still, I think he can be a good center fielder. This is still going to be a work in progress. There's been some things.
Yeah.
And we know Lee Com's not easy. So,
sure, but I mean, that ball was never going to go to the warning track, and he started he took like two or three steps back before he started coming in, and then once he's like, "Oh, I'm not going to get there. I'll let them do it."
Yep. Dave says if we leave Cook and York off because of their spring training stats, then they should keep Bay and Jack. The problem is there's only one spot available,
right?
So it's between Bay and Jack at this point. There's only one spot.
And Bay has probably not had as many at-bats. I haven't looked at it.
Yeah, he's played a lot.
But does he have the same amount of bats as Jack?
Plate appearance-wise, 32 for Jack, 28 for Bay. Did Bay play today? Okay. Babe got another at bat today, so 29.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, you know, we talked about opposition quality, 6.9. Jack Swinski, 7.4. Facing some better pitching, doing what he's doing. But Bay just brings an element that I say he brings an element of speed, but at the same time, you know, they both have three steals and Jack only got caught once and Bay's been caught twice. So Bay got two doubles in his last game that are just singles. And he just got doubles out of them because he's so fast out of the box. And
which
so
is a compliment. You're complimenting right now.
100%. Yeah. Well, yeah, but actually, to that point, they both had the same amount of doubles. And, you know, Jack's hitting them. Bay's run. I mean, they were base hits. And but that's how you do it when you're fast, right?
Right.
I mean, granted, if I ever hit a double, it was because of my speed. Because I couldn't hit it that far either. But I don't know. I think for Bay, you want to see it still. But don't be surprised. Yeah, I mean, he's going to be one of the first calls.
Yeah, I was going to say, if he shows up to AAA and just keeps doing this, they're going to make room for him. They'll figure it out.
Miles saying the same thing about center field. 8 years in center field. And you got mad every time an outfielder got to a ball before you. That's good. Yeah, I always say center fielder calls everyone off. If the catcher's camping and the center fielder calls it, you need to move. So Dave says, y'all have more faith in Cruz's defense than I do. So, yeah, I just think all the tools are there. He just has to learn how to play it. That this is a fresh. The thing is like he just bought in over the winter. We saw him play it last year, and he hasn't even bought in yet.
Yeah.
So he just bought in. You know, I think there. So Miles brings up a good question here. Says Jack earned his way on. What do you make of Palacios' playing time this weekend? What I will say is that there's where DJ Stewart comes in. Palacios is out of options. And we did talk about this on Thursday. There was some confusion. I cleared that confusion up. He was outrighted by Washington, I believe. And because he's been outrighted, he cannot... How's it go? He cannot decline the option, or he can decline the option. Now I forget. Go figure. Either way, he's out of options. He's got to be DFA'd. So I can't believe I forgot that. I could probably pull it up because it's in there. The confusion was whether or not he could accept or decline, or if he just, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or if he just goes there. So Palacios, Jake, he's off, right?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been fun.
It truly has been.
He's
a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm looking through my messages here, and that is, go figure. That it would be that. That's a Mike Burrows thing. Okay. Here it is. He was outrighted in 2022, so he could refuse the assignment, but that would terminate his contract. This is the important part.
Okay.
So if he refuses the assignment, it would terminate his contract, which right now would be almost 208,000. I'm sorry. Yeah. 208,000 for a minor league salary.
Gotcha.
He's not going to turn that down.
No.
He's likely to get another minor league deal somewhere else, not on the 40-man. And not making 200,000. So even if he's DFA'd, he likely accepts the option and goes to AAA. Unless he thinks he can catch on somewhere on a major league deal, I would think that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, the thing is like Palacios has been a lot of fun. He's been a clutch player. It's just not there right now. I mean, the way that we've constructed this roster and the way that Jack's played and he played, I think that's what it is. So he's going to be gone. And because of that, DFA is what makes room for DJ Stewart to then come onto the roster and be the first baseman for the first 2 to 4 weeks, however long it takes Spencer Horwitz. And then we'll see what DJ Stewart does. I mean, if Jack falls flat on his face and Stewart rakes, there's a chance it's Jack going down. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So, all right. Trying to get my thoughts here together, Jake. We have pitchers to do left, right? So non-rosters, it's just DJ Stewart. No Gorski, no Solak, no Derek Hall. That's it. Okay. Dave White, yes, we are going to do lineup. We're going to do an opening day lineup. So it'll be against a right-hander, Sandy Alcantara. And I see some Joey Wentz stuff. So let's see what we think about Joey Wentz. Dude, the starters is so easy.
Yeah.
It's Skeens, it's Keller, it's Jones, it's Heaney, it's Falder. Those are your five starters. I didn't tell you this, but what does your rotation look like? Have you thought that through?
We've bounced back and forth through this.
Do they care about the home opener?
Yeah, I would imagine. There's a chance, Josh, I could see this. Let's just say I have no idea what they're going to do, lefties and stuff. If it were me, I probably wouldn't care as much. But, you know, I'd go Skeens, Keller, Jones, Heaney, Falter, or Falter, Heaney. Like, I don't know that it matters at the back end with those guys. But I wouldn't be surprised to see a Majinski, Ferguson piggyback in game six. Just have Skeens throw the home opener as well.
Well, there's seven games.
I thought there were six. I thought we did 3-3.
Four in Miami.
Yeah, there's 0% chance we're seeing him then.
Oh, he's not even going to pitch.
No.
He's not even going to pitch against the Yankees that weekend. He's going to throw the first game against the Cardinals.
So
you're going to get 3-4-5. You're going to get 3-4-5. My opinion, 3-4-5 is going to be Keller, Jones, Falter. This is what I think they're going to do. It's going to be either Falter or Heaney go game two of the season. One thing is, split up your lefties. I think it's too important. And we had this conversation. I think it's too important. Split up your lefties. Even more important, and I had this conversation with somebody on Twitter, and he made the point, and I agree with him. It's even more important to split up Jones and Skeens. Give those guys a different look.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So if you face Skeens one night in a series and then you got to face Heaney or Falter and then come back to either Jones or Keller, you know what I'm saying? Like that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So
yeah, no, I like that.
So
yeah.
Me, I think they'll give Mitch Keller the home opener. He's been the guy who's gotten opening day. So I think they'll give him the home opener and I think they'll go. Did Jones get the home opener last year? Actually, I think he did.
Think yeah,
and Falter went game two.
Yeah, I remember Falter went game two for sure because I remember you guys debating on whether to go.
Yeah, and then he went six.
Yeah,
took a no hitter into the sixth. All right, a lot of comments out here, and I think we got rotation doesn't really matter. And you're looking at Keller or Jones at home opener. Who is it? So we answered that, and I think I could see him go either way, but I think it's going to be Keller.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing is, for me, it is, I think you have to split them up. And I see Bucko Mike says Falter goes in two spot for now. Not sure if Heaney's ready, which is, it's interesting. We've talked about the fact that he doesn't pitch well in spring.
Yeah.
But I don't know how many times you can see it on a new team and still trust it, Jake. So right, I'm there, although with Falter being, out for missing an outing and put back in the schedule, it's possible. Remember, whether or not they're ready has less to do with their results and more to do with their physical selves. So whoever's lined up at that point, which is why I think it's going to be Heaney. I think he'll line up to be right there. You're playing the Marlins, which gives you essentially another opportunity for Heaney to kind of just get warm. If you remember, Falter started a game in Miami last year and gave up four runs before he got an out. And then he was fine after that for like a month and a half.
Yeah.
So Giga Mosher says, I'd rather Skeens pitch against divisional opponents as much as possible. So maybe better that he's not pitching against the Yankees instead going against the Cardinals.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't disagree with that. Dave says I would put Heaney third after the home opener. I'm trying to line this up in my head when we're saying this. So like he would be the five spot, like he would be the third or in the third spot, because the third spot will start the home opener. But yeah.
If they go five man to start the year.
I think they will.
I do too.
That's my call. I think they will. So yeah, anyway, that's where I'm at with the rotation. I think that's how you do it. The off days, Bucko Mike just put in there, how many off days are in April? That's a good question, because I feel like there's usually a lot, and this year there is not. It's a gauntlet to start off the season. You have the four in Miami, and then you go right to Tampa Bay after that. You've got Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You got Thursday off before the home opener. You play six at home. You have Thursday off again. You go 7-10 straight games, a day off, and then two more three-game series, like six more games. So, like, there's not. There's 1, 2, 3, 4 total days off in April. And I feel like it's usually like you could go with four.
Yeah.
And this year, that's not the case. So, which might actually make more of a case that during that 10-game stretch, you might see a Ferguson-Maginsky piggyback start.
Yeah.
But I think they want Skeens to, they don't want that 6 days rest every time. They want him on five. So yeah. I think that's the way they're going to do things. But maybe Heaney will use the piggyback on one of his games or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe you start a game and let Heaney come in. Give a guy two innings and let Heaney come in. What do we got here? Oh, in April, yeah.
Shelton discussed maybe using a sixth starter
late in the month. That it would make sense. I mean, you've got after that one, after the 10 games, you have a day off, and then you're on the West Coast for two LA series for six games out there. I could see you doing that, but then again, you have a day off right after that. So I don't. Maybe he just means like the series against the Guardians, but you have a Paul Skeens bobblehead in that series. I think, you know what I mean, silly to.
Yeah.
That'd be the day they'd do it, right? Or Sunday, because Shelton doesn't care about Sunday lineups. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So
right.
That's, you know, that's the thing. But even saying that, like you go into May and you don't have a day off till the 8th, and that's your last two games of April, you've got games too. So there's not, like, it's not a wide open deal like it has been. Maybe it means there's more days off in August, which would be nice. So July, they don't play a single Thursday.
Dog days.
You have every Thursday off in July.
It looks like they have a lot of Thursdays off.
Yeah, I mean, they typically.
All three of their off days are Thursdays in May.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Anyway, bullpen. We've got several guys back here. You're getting eight of them. What do you got?
Yeah, this one's a little tricky for me, and only in one spot. I mean, I got Maginsky, Nicholas, Bednar, Holderman, Santana. I got Lawrence, Ferguson, and then maybe easy button Meza, but Baraki's looked good.
Meza's looked good, though. If anything, Ferguson's out.
Yeah, I mean, I think two of those three are going to make it.
Your back's against the wall, Baraki. You're not going to make it. If those guys are in, specifically if Ferguson's in, I mean, you could try to get creative and do some kind of IL stint with Ferguson.
Yeah.
And then just to give Baraki a chance, but then, you know, so Peter Strzelecki right now is on the 40 man. He has no options. So there's your DFA. You have the ability to put one of these non-roster guys in there. It would be Baraki, if anyone. Joey Wentz to me looked good enough. I mean, we saw some of the, in the chat here that they've really liked what they've seen, from Joey Wentz. And I mean, he's looked good. And the guys that you have options with, or that you don't have options with, the guys that either need to make it or break it, is quite a few in this bullpen right now.
Yeah.
And that's Justin Lawrence, Tim Meza, Dennis Santana, Peter Strzelecki, Joey Wentz, and Caleb Ferguson. They have to make it or they're DFA'd. So it just depends on what they're going to do with Baraki. I mean, he signed a minor league deal. I'm not really sure Ethan can tell us if he's got an opt-out or if anybody out there knows or remembers if he has an opt-out. I feel like we had it at one point. I knew who had the opt-outs, but I'm not really sure. But OG makes a good point here, saying Majinski starts in Indy to continue stretching out.
Good.
He could do that.
But I mean,
he's got two options, again, by the way.
Again, we're not saying what we would do. We're saying what they do. Yeah, I mean, I could see that. I could see him going that route.
OG says Baraki does have an opt-out. Usually the opt-outs are if they're like spring training type opt-outs, they're going to be coming up. You know, usually yeah. I think there's some on the 23rd, some on the 25th. 25th is the last day. So it might be like 23rd and 24th. 25th is the day after the last day of spring training. So it could be somewhere right there. There's opt-outs for guys that if they're not on it, on the roster by then, they can opt out. So if they do something like that with Majinski, although, yeah, I mean, that's possible. I was just thinking of the rotation down there too, but yeah, I mean, that's certainly possible. He would start off down there. Dave White says Nicholas could go to Indy. I don't think so. That dude is just so nasty.
Yeah.
I think he needs, literally it's just throw strikes and he'll get guys out. That's it. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So for me, it's the same. I got Strzelecki being DFA'd, although I didn't entertain Baraki. But I do like the Majinski being sent down. And the reason I like that is because but the problem with bringing Baraki up is you're talking about four left-handers in your bullpen. Four lefties, four righties. Is that a little too strong or does it not matter? I mean, if you use Caleb Ferguson as a long man, then it doesn't matter.
Yeah, and it kind of would be that if we sent Majinski down.
The funny thing is coming into this, he was kind of like your top lefty. And this is what happens when, you know what I mean? And yeah. I wonder if the struggles that he's had is only because he's trying to last. That right. If he would just be pitching from the bullpen, he'd be okay. Either way, I like that move. I think if you started Majinski down and gave Baraki a chance in place of Peter Strzelecki, I think I like that move.
Yeah.
All right. You want to do a lineup?
Sure.
Let's do lineups right at the end here. And you know what? I didn't write mine down. I just typed it out. So do you want to go first or me?
I
always set you up to go first, right? So
I went first every time on that one.
So do you want to continue that or do you want me to go?
I'll bat lead off, sure.
It's your call, man. I was giving you the option.
Yeah, yeah. Let's go. Let's roll with it. I got Kutch DHing, leading off. Reynolds in right field, Cruz in center, Bart at catcher. I think that's the easy button top four, kind of. Here's where I get a little not sure what they're going to do here, but I mean, it's a righty and I think they're going to play matchups. I got Swinski in left field. I got Hayes at third base. I got Nicky G at second. I got DJ Stewart at first and IKF at short.
Okay. So very close to mine. Although I am going to fix a spelling error. Oh, I just did it again. All right. Very close to mine too. And I guess we have our little cards up here. I'm going to go Tommy Pham in left, Brian Reynolds, O'Neill Cruz, Andrew McCutchen fourth, Joey Bart, Nick Gonzalez, Stewart Hayes, and Falefa. I'll comment first, then I'll give you a chance to comment. My first comment is they brought in Tommy Pham. The first game of the year, he's going to start regardless.
Yeah, and I was bouncing between that.
Sure. And the fact that they've been hitting him leadoff makes me think they're going to do this.
Yeah.
And here, my second thing I'll say about it, I hate it. But if we're saying what we would do, he'd be DFA'd and for somebody else.
Right.
He'd be DFA'd for Alex Verdugo. I'm kidding. Anyway. Yeah, that's my first thought. We both have DJ Stewart getting the start. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, like I said before, he's making the roster because he's hitting his way onto the roster. I don't know. I like the Hayes at eight. I just don't know if they're going to do that right away. I don't know. I
because of the contract, you think?
Yeah, I just think he's one of your guys, and I think they're going to bat him up there a little bit. I don't think he'll crack the top five all year, most of the year. But I think 6, 7, 8, I think he'll be probably bouncing between those spots. But I think to start the year off, I think he goes to that 6th spot.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you have Tommy Pham and Reynolds in left field.
Okay. Thanks. Thanks. Let's put that up there while I'm changing it. Did I do it on yours too? Yeah, because I didn't change. Oh, I put them in the wrong place. Because we had drawn this up before, okay? And we had it. I still had the text document with these lineups in it. And we just had two guys playing left field. Thanks, man. Thanks for calling me out on it. Oh, that's good. That's good. Anyway, I recycled it's the same text document. I just edited it, right? So I just took Spencer Horwitz out of it and I started moving guys around. Totally forgot to change Reynolds out of left. So there we go. We got it. It's fixed. Isn't it? Yes.
Yeah.
It's fixed. But I'll look up there to make sure. Yeah. So we do not have two left fielders. We've got Pham in left and Reynolds in right. Other than that, defensively, all the same. Except for I was playing two guys in left and you had your outfielder switch. I had your outfielder switch. It's my text document.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yeah, I think they will with Hayes. I think that they're going to take it easy on him. I really do.
And I think this is a big part of it, too. Just limit his at-bats.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was thinking.
I don't know that I agree with till he proves he can last, because I think he's not going to.
it's right.
You know, it's just he's not. And so let's just take care of his body. And I like that. I just think first game of the year, that's what we were going with. So I think he'll bat up there day one. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, it's the same thing with like the way I feel about Tommy Pham. They brought him in. They're gonna hit him. I would hope that spring training moves him down in the order. I could get on board with Kutch there, moving Bart up to 4 and maybe putting Pham in the 5 hole. You know what I'm saying? Like something like that. Bucko Mike says bat Gonzalez 4th and then put Pham
in the 4, 5, and 6 hole. I'm not batting him 4 times.
wait. No, I think he means one of those 3 places,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hayes 9th, I'm seeing in the chat. So here's the thing, Jake. Last thing we'll talk about on this. Offense, we know this is the problem.
Yeah.
What optimism do you have looking at these lineups? What is it? You know, we see a couple comments in here, optimism, 70 wins. You know what I mean? The whole thing. What do we got here? We know the rotation's good.
Yeah, I mean, with our rotation, I'm not going to sit here and be like, man, I feel good.
Yeah.
But I don't feel terrible either. I don't feel bad about these lineups.
Yeah.
Like, I just don't feel bad about them. Not pumped about them. I don't feel bad about it.
Yeah,
we got a lot of people that have to prove it too. But I mean, if I'm going to just lean towards mine right now, because I put that one together and
right.
That top 5 for me, it's pretty good, man. If Cruz shows up the way he's been hitting later this spring and Jack Keith continues to hit like he's been hitting in the spring, McCutcheon is just an on-base machine. I don't know. And Reynolds is going to be Reynolds.
Will they go? Well, I guess we saw that, right? We saw what pitchers do. They don't go at McCutcheon just because Reynolds is up.
Yeah.
They just don't do it.
Mm-mm.
Kutch has drawn 9 walks in 10 games.
That's what I'm saying. He's almost got as many walks as he has at-bats.
Half of them. 18 at-bats. Now, plate appearance is 29. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
But 18 at-bats, 9 walks.
It's crazy. Yeah,
it is crazy. I like him. I like him in the leadoff spot. I also know that, like, you got Jack in their lineup right there, and they've been hitting Jack leadoff a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I could see that. I could see Jack at leadoff and Bart going dropping down to the 5-hole for Kutch. And I know, like, Bucko Mike brings up a good point about Kutch in the 4-hole last year. Didn't have a lot of success there. But I just don't think you bring that forward every single year. I think you give that another, you know what I'm saying? Like, you just don't do that. It's not something that, now if it happens again, yes. But I don't think you continue to bring that forward. You also have a lot of other reasons why he was there. Yeah, and this is, I mean, this is what I'm saying. He brings up the leadoff numbers for Kutch too. 252, 15 homers, 35 RBIs, 781 OPS. That OPS, I mean, is over 100 points higher than it was from the 4-hole. So I get that. By the way, clarification there. Bart 4th, Gonzalez 5th, Pham 6th.
Gotcha.
I see that, but I'm going to tell you, man, as Melman says, they're doubling down on guys they shouldn't be. And that's right on the head, man. And it has that feeling of they brought Pham in here. Pham's got an attitude. The last thing you want to do is go into opening day and tick him off.
Yeah.
And that's the problem with, I don't want to do it. That's the problem with Pham in the first place, is if you've got to tiptoe around the guy to keep him happy, what are you doing?
Yeah.
This is why you don't. I have to stop. Because I don't. I'm not in that clubhouse.
Yeah.
And so I'm not going to sit here and pretend like I am and like I know better than them. They better know better than me. I want to hold them to that. But that's all. Dave White asked, as I'm talking about this, Dave White asked the question, is that lineup better than last year's? And I'll make the argument. Let's make the argument that it is. And I'll make the argument here, the first argument for it. O'Neill Cruz was a 2020 hitter last year. He could be a 30-30 this year. Jack Suwinski was what Jack Suwinski was last year. If he just bounces back to even 2023 Jack Suwinski, huge upgrade. Right field was, we didn't have any answers. Brian De La Cruz was bad. Everything was bad. Rowdy to start the year was terrible. He had 2 good months. Then he was terrible again. So that's like a mixed bag there. I don't know what you're going to get at first base still, but it, to me, what I'm saying is like evens out. You know what I mean? It has a potential to be better if it's consistent throughout the year. I like the 2 hot months, but other than that, you didn't do anything. And then, you know, anything is an upgrade over what Taylor did for us and what Suwinski did last year. And if Key can just get on base, if he's slapping backside singles, that's what he's doing. I don't know. Joey Bart, we had for a full season last year. We saw what that looked like. But I think your catching position, when you talk about Henry and Andy being a little bit better, they have a potential to impact this lineup in a different way. Of course, Grandal also had some moments.
Yeah.
It feels pretty even. I would imagine Kutch, even though he's healthy this year, he's also another year older. I don't think you can expect 20 home runs from Kutch again. Although the great ones do figure things out. He's definitely one of those. So I don't know, Jake. I guess
was
I'm on
the
fence.
The opening day line, we had Connor Joe batting leadoff.
Yeah. Well, we did that a lot at the beginning of last year. So that's also a great point. What position?
He played right field and first base in the game, it looks like.
Okay. That makes sense. They were doing that a lot.
Yeah, because.
And you probably had Lizardo, so it was probably the lefty.
It looks like Oliveras pinch hit for Rowdy.
And Oliveras
went to. Huh?
Oliveras was in that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, he pinch hit and went in the right, and then Joey went to first.
I think it's a good question, Jake. I mean, I think it's better, but not by a whole lot. Mostly because a lot. I mean, Nick Gonzalez, who was playing second in that game? Jared Triolo. And Nick Gonzalez came onto the scene and upgraded second base at that point. So, I mean, you've got that too. And I think Triolo, again, that's the thing when you have a young team, man. If you have the same guy there, it should be an upgrade.
Mm-hmm.
Should be, right? We saw last year that Jack wasn't. But naturally, Nick Gonzalez should be better this year than he was last year. So should Triolo. So should Cruz. So should Henry and Endy. Although
who did you say we're probably going to face?
We're facing Sandy Alcantara or Alcantara. How do you say
it? Yeah, I say Alcantara, but.
And you just don't care. I love it.
If he was perfect. On my team, I'd care more.
Yeah, for sure. I get it.
I think, what's his face? Who does care a lot about pronouncing people's names right? Robert Flores. I think he says Alcantara.
Oh, of course.
He rolls his R's and everything.
Yeah. But I think it's Alcantara. It is Alcantara.
Yeah.
The emphasis is on the con. Anyway. So we're going to face Sandy Alcantara. This is great. I'm going to go with yeah. The lineup's going to be better. It's not going to be that much better.
I think it's better.
Once Horwitz is in there, I think you get a lot of improvements there. And you've got to have one more. You've got to have one more. Like, Jack has to take over for Pham.
Yeah.
And third base has to work. Whether it's both Hayes and Triolo, they've got to be better. Mm-hmm. Nick Gonzalez was just a few ticks under a 100 OPS plus. He's got to be a few ticks over. But these are things that are like, it's not like you replaced first base with Pete Alonso. Production-wise, Jake, that's all.
Yeah.
So it's somewhat better, right?
Yeah. That's I see the IKF at short as a downgrade for the position. I get that, but I think as far as the lineup, constructing the lineup with him in it, it's still better. Than the lineup from last year.
Who was in center field?
Taylor.
In that lineup?
Mm-hmm.
So instead of thinking like IKF and Cruz, and then Cruz and Taylor, IKF and Taylor. IKF's better than Taylor.
Yeah.
So
I think they're saying defensively at short, Cruz was better than IKF is.
Yeah, I think it depends on what you like. Cruz can do more. But IKF won't make the same. I mean, Cruz made a lot of errors. And IKF won't make those. You get a routine ground ball to shortstop that should be an out, it's going to be an out. That's what IKF brings to the table. He doesn't have the arm to make a crazy play like Cruz does. But if you hit a ground ball to the shortstop, you're going to be out of first more times than not.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, that's it. Bucca Mike coming in with the baseball reference. Alcantara. Thank you. Love it. Sherrod says, even with that opening day lineup, they still swept the 4-game series. Very good point. We've got the same 4-game series in Miami this year. We'll see if these are the lineups. These are the rosters. We'll see if they sweep it. But either way, let's go Bucks.
Let's go Bucks. Tune in next time to find out about the 70 wins.
Yeah, that's right.
I forget who said that, but...
Melman, yeah. Tune in next time.
We'll talk about that Thursday.
We're going to talk about wins Thursday. We're going to talk about over-unders and just fun stuff like that. Usually a fun episode, sometimes a longer one. So we'll see. But it'll be a good time.
Buckle up.
Let's go, Bucks.
Let's go, Bucks.
Thanks for listening to my dad and Uncle Jake on the Bridge to Bucktober podcast. Follow them on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at Bridge2Bucktober. Don't forget to subscribe so you know when new episodes are released. Clear the deck. Cannonball coming. And let's go, Bucks.
Breaking news coming in from Bet365, and it's no surprise. Same game parlay from Bet365 just keeps getting better.
Well, it's even easier to make a bet. Choose from the most popular markets, like hits, run line, totals, and home runs. So many to choose from.
Download the app, start building your bet, and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply.